And let's get right to the reporting today that warnings were sent to President Trump and his inner circle early on about the possibility of a COVID-19 pandemic. It's not known if Trump saw the memos, but others who said they did say they didn't believe the messenger. That would be White House economic advisor Peter Navarro. We've occasionally heard from him in task force briefings. He's a well-known China hawk who had an eye on the outbreak there. Both the New York Times and Axios are reporting he sent the first note to the National Security Council at the end of January, calling for an immediate ban on travel from China after the virus exploded there. The other memo, 1 month later, was written to the president himself. It was headlined, "There's an increasing probability of a full-blown COVID-19 pandemic that could infect as many as 100 million Americans with a loss of life of as many as 1 to 2 million souls." A day after Navarro wrote that, President Trump tweeted, "The coronavirus was very much under control, and the stock market was looking good." Margaret Talev broke this story for Axios, where she's White House and politics editor. And Margaret, we know the president is now saying he felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic, but he didn't acknowledge the possible number of deaths until very recently. What are your sources saying? Is it conceivable that such a warning in February would be withheld from the president?
Yeah, I mean, these are all the questions that we want to get to the heart of. And thanks for the opportunity to talk about this story. These two memos are extraordinary in their detail, not just Peter Navarro's estimates, but some of his recommendations in the subsequent memo in late February, not just for the sort of money and stimulus funding that seemed like shockingly high numbers at the time. But in addition to that, the idea of the sort of specificity for personal protective equipment requests that he was suggesting for healthcare workers, for secondary workers, 1 billion face masks, 200,000 Tyvek suits, 11,000 ventilator circuits, so on and so forth. These very detailed recommendations, and he made clear that these are scenarios based on modeling that it could end up being nothing, being something akin to a flu, and that if it was, it would cost several billions worth of dollars, but that if it wasn't, if it was a pandemic, the cost would be in the trillions and the loss of lives would be astronomical.
And, Margaret, we're going to be looking at this all day, of course, but tell us more about the response back then.
Well, what we know about the response is that we didn't even know about the details of these memos until yesterday. And so the way it was received inside the White House, and our understanding is that this went to several officials internally but was not discussed externally, was that there were very many advisors to the president who just sort of thought, well, it's Peter Navarro, like he wants a ban on, you know, travel from China, or he wants to be tough on China vis-a-vis his ongoing role in the trade talks, and that there just were many people who did not take his concerns seriously, or thought in balance the likelihood of them happening against the massive economic fallout was, you know, too unlikely to proceed in that sort of alarmist pace. But we also think there were many inside the White House who were concerned about this, including some inside the National Security Council. And I expect that's where you're going to see this conversation go in the coming days. By the way, the president himself really sent mixed signals. On the one hand, he seemed to be taking some of Peter Navarro's pushes seriously. He did proceed with that China travel ban. He did proceed with something, sort of these quarantines, but nothing publicly.
Yeah, and not the death toll, certainly. Margaret Talev, White House and politics editor for Axios. As we said, we'll keep looking at this. Thank you.
Thank you.